Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Coming up at 3:40, Tyler is going to give us what his reception speech would be if we won our first Marconi Award here at Sports Radio 610. We are pushing that Tyler is there to accept the trophy and would give his acceptance.
I got you, bro. My acceptance speech.
Just couldn't say.
I mean, you
I just couldn't accept
him,
it, man.
He was getting ready.
Well, I mean, if I'm going to accept, I need to be practicing.
I just couldn't pull it out. Just right there.
That's
the spit
what she
was
said.
In my mouth.
Also what she said.
Acceptance speech. I just
keep it going.
Just couldn't get
there
it out. Just
go.
Couldn't pull it
there
out. Right
go.
There. Just stuck right there. It was just stuck right there. But no, I wanna hear this sucker from
I was him. Not aware we were doing this, but I like the idea and I'm gonna be ready.
Yeah. I gave you an hour. I just
you're good.
I just landed it on you. Because I know he's gonna
gotta be adaptable in this industry, baby.
He's gonna pick up
that's how you get a nomination.
Because all I could think about is he picks up that damn turdless trophy every week and really talks like
he really talks to the camera, doesn't he?
Like he's accepting it. And he's,
that's funny.
He has been a Sports Radio 610 listener since his dad driving around what I believe was some sort of a pickup truck in my mind, was driving around.
F-350, yeah.
There we go, listening to F-350.
Wow.
Company truck, landscaping and such.
The way you described that, I would think it had been one of them vans.
I just would have thought smaller. I didn't think he was coming.
It may have been a 250.
I didn't think he was coming with it. F-350.
I thought it had been more of a toker in one of them Astro vans, kind of catting this thing around.
No,
so you think
no.
It's a real strange cat.
Shout out to Papa Milner, though.
I thought it'd be closer to a hippie than a construction worker.
I feel like all three of our dads feel like growing up pickup truck drivers with brown paper bags.
Milwaukee's best.
That had, in my dad's case, malt liquor in it. Maybe not your dad's, but
he had his Bud Ice days now.
Hey, I had them days at A&M. My
dad had a green Ford Ranger forever. is what dirty red.
He'd show up at the house again.
I always forget time, your pops had that name like Clint. Dirty
when he
red.
Was when he was able to make it, he would show up. Yeah, he had left me on the porch a couple of times, but when he was able to make it.
When he did show up. It was a green Ford.
It was a green Ford
Ranger.
Ford Ranger. I mean, he had that bad boy stick shift. He had that bad boy for years.
I mean, the Green Ranger was the best of them.
Years he had that bad boy. Haul stuff. You need to move. That's
gotcha.
He did anything. Brown paper bag and Newports. That's, that was dirty red right there.
Milwaukee's best and Marlboro.
Yeah, mine was a Marlboro man, too.
Yeah.
Your dad didn't have a truck?
He was in that Ranchero for a while. My first memories like were that Ranchero, which kind of happened, which is earned, by the way. He wasn't out there trying to be something he wasn't. He damn sure wasn't driving around in no big heavy duty pickup truck because his ass wasn't moving nothing. He wasn't doing. I mean, he was going
don't
to
even,
a plant.
Don't even
park.
Call an axe beat.
A Ranchero, move a Ranger, haul, and an F2.
Move haul, sweat, energy. Big Earn wasn't doing that.
My dad did think he was something else when he went and purchased that old school Grand Marquis. He went and popped one of them bad boys for a second. I had that a little bit.
Yeah, Big Earn went from that Ranchero to, I think, a Ford Bronco, I think is what Big Earn went to. Yeah. I think that's what I meant.
I had one of them.
When OJ on.
The OJ Bronco. But ours was red and tan, two-tone, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Mine was red, too. I had a red one.
I had red Bronco?
Yep.
The big body?
Yep. My mind was old school.
I remember John Paul Stewart puked in the back seat when we snuck it out one night. Puked in the floorboard of the back seat of the old Ford Bronco. I said, how am I going to pull this off?
Yeah.
Puked in the back floorboard.
Did you get out of it? There's no way you get out of that.
I think they knew we had it. We cleaned it up a while. It took us a while to clean it up.
They just let that go? Yeah. Just let that one go.
Yeah.
713.
There wasn't too much.
That's going to be sticker price.
From old Big Earn and Linda. There was
713-572-4610. Text in something you know you did, that you know your parents know you did, and they just let you slide on it.
Yep. John Paul Stewart. Puking in the back seat of the old,
old JP
old Bronco.
Mine was the seventh grade. Kansas lost to Arizona. And I was downstairs in the basement. I was seventh grade and I just yelled the F word.
That's hilarious. I was literally going to ask before you said that if that's where you went to cut.
I yelled. I just yelled. It was, these kids today don't know how to be kids. I knew how to be a kid. I did all of my cussing and stuff. I did it away from her. In the seventh grade. I know my son. I know they cuss. But hell, I catch them cussing. I can hear them cussing sometimes. I knew how to cuss away from my parents. But that one, it just got to me, and hell, I think she was as pissed as I was. So she just let it go. There's no way she didn't hear me. There is no way. I yelled it. No way. No way. I mean, it was a Christmas story. No way. And she just let me slide with that one. Probably didn't let me go for too much more than that. All right. Are you at a space where? Because I do think the Texans have to have some serious conversations. Because we told you about the good news in the safety room with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. There was other news last night. Texans Jimmy Ward was arrested last night on bail violation, his lawyer says. Texans safety Jimmy Ward was arrested Thursday evening for a second time in 2 months. According to the Montgomery County jail website, Ward was arrested on a warrant related to felony offense. No bail was listed, but Ward would be released. This was the previous thing he was arrested for 2 months ago with the domestic violence situation. This time, his lawyer, Steve Jackson, said that Ward was arrested because he tested positive for alcohol violation of his previous release that, as a result, he had to spend a night in jail. Jackson told KPRC television station that Ward was not facing any new allegations, that Ward was not aware he could not drink alcohol. So that was the latest, as he was arrested because of his blood alcohol level violated that bail or violated that previous violation. And my question is, learning that arrested for a second time Thursday in 2 months, would you be done with Jimmy Ward? And he's become a lot more important when you look at what happened with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Obviously, it appears they've avoided a big, big thing, big timeout. It doesn't look like he's going to miss the year, but he's going to miss some time. But this is a lot in 2 months. Would you be done with Jimmy Ward?
Well, I don't know how they're not going to be done with Jimmy Ward, if I'm being honest.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honest with you, I was taken aback by D'Amico's response to what went on the first time with him. And the fact that it seems to have been kind of swept under the rug. Just keep on as planned, as normal, with this kind of looming out there. And then all of a sudden, you've got this issue, which I mean, it's a complete disregard of your whatever.
Your agreement there with that dude, what you...
Your parole, the details of your parole. I mean, how do you not know whether you can drink or not? I mean, how do you not know whether what I'm going to be drug tested or I'm going to be tested? How am I not aware of what I'm being tested for and why I'm being tested and why? Like it's obviously either a failure of him to understand the situation, the details of his parole or his representation. But two arrests in a matter of what, 3 months? Is that what it was?
2 months.
2 months? I just don't know how D'Amico and Nick, given how they run the organization, I don't know how they keep just giving Jimmy Ward a pass.
By the way, the Texans declined to comment on this at this point, is reported as well. He's like one of the big things that they talk about him on the team is like his leadership and on all of the intangible things. And D'Amico has brought that up. And we agreed with that when he was brought here and understood that. But damn, man, this is just not good judgment.
Look, I think here's the thing with this situation right here is, again, this is an organization that constantly talks about diet, taking care of your body, monitoring what you put in your body, making sure that you get rest. And they always talk about, being a professional is this right here. What are you putting in your body? Are you getting enough sleep? Are you getting workouts? Are you this in itself in training camp, when you've already got every reason under the sun to go to the facility and take your ass home and not drink nothing, not eat nothing, not smoke nothing. You got every reason under the sun to stay clean as you possibly can, and you can't accomplish it. They're asking everybody in that building to take care of their body. Don't drink. Don't stay up late. Don't smoke. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't put yourself in harm's way as it pertains to being healthy, getting healthy, and playing at your peak.
And of all the people that should be laying low and not involved, it would be him.
Well, you've got the injury issue. You've got also his body's trying to heal from this injury. Was it a surgery?
Yeah, surgery to the foot.
Yeah, I mean, there's just a million different reasons for him to make sure that he's taking care of his body and doing the right things.
And
instead,
the previous
he's out
cases,
here popping positive for alcohol on a test. That's a tough one to keep sweeping under the rug given how they run this organization.
Yeah, and we still don't know the ins and outs of the case that he was arrested for previously.
Well, I'm gonna guess that there was some level of intoxication associated with the original one. I'm not familiar with how they handle you know, potential domestic abuse or whatever it is. I don't know how they handle that.
It's just
I got to believe that the reason that you put a stipulation on where you're testing somebody for alcohol is because alcohol was involved the first time. But you know, I'm no lawyer. I have no idea. But this is a tough look for D'Amico.
Yeah, text line coming in, guys. Do you think he's the only player there drinking alcohol? Like, there are some things that I can explain to you. But if you can't figure out why Jimmy Ward drinking alcohol is different than C.J. Gardner-Johnson drinking alcohol, C.J. Gardner-Johnson just drinking a beer does not get him arrested. It doesn't break his agreement.
But that's such a dumb statement. I don't think he's the only guy drinking alcohol on the team. He's the only guy on that team right now that can't afford to get caught with it in his system when he's not supposed to have it in his system. That's what it is.
Only one with a mugshot right now.
Yeah, I mean, he's the only guy. I think he's the only guy on the team that, according to his parole, or according to his
yeah, not parole, his,
probation.
His, probation,
probation, whatever it is. Yeah. It, according to his legal issues, he can't drink.
His bail agreement, yeah.
Like, he's not supposed to be drinking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Want to hear some great golf storytellers? Check out Invested in the Game, an original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode dives into the stories of people who have poured their time, resources, and passion into the world of golf, like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. So why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Because their clients don't just invest in markets, they invest in their passions too. Listen at charlesschwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.